Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 22nd, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This week, our dear friends Dale and Sarah Todd like to talk a little bit about their son Adam coming to camp. Here's Dale and Sarah.
I'm Sarah Todd, and I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and this is Dale Todd. So our son is 23, Adam, and he loves to come to Camp Courageous. He's been coming here for quite a few years, but now hasn't been able to stay overnight here for 3 years, so he was very much looking forward to this time here at camp these last few days. He gets to do things that he wouldn't otherwise get to do.
Remember the first time you brought him to camp?
I was trying to remember how old he was. It was quite a few years ago. It made me nervous and excited all at the same time, and he had such a great time that, you know, we knew he would come back again and again.
And I was the guy that was probably a little bit more nervous than anything about it. But I remember I was very impressed that the nurse had read the care plan and knew all about the meds. And probably the most troubling thing is that when he left, he just said, bye, guys, you know. It was like not a big deal.
Sure.
But we felt real good with that first experience.
Can you talk a little bit about the staff?
They've been wonderful, and this reminded me when we dropped him off here a few days ago how much it helped put me at ease by all the detail, the questions they were asking of us, and just their paying attention to details that really matter for him and that made us feel more comfortable and trusting of the staff, because they really were paying attention to detail. We could tell they looked at his plan and knew some of his medical history and his needs, so that really helped put us at ease.
Whenever you leave your child with somebody that's not part of the family, there's a lot of angst. For instance, this time, I don't think we had a lot of angst at all. I work with a lot of nonprofits, and I don't think there's many out there like Camp Courageous in terms of professionalism and attention to mission. They do a very good job, and it helps us sleep good at night knowing that they're in charge.
Thank you, Dale and Sarah, for your nice comments. This past week has been an exciting time at camp. Along with our regular camp sessions, we had the accessible haunted trail and dance for all the campers. Great time was had. And we also had the accessible haunted trail open to the public yesterday. Once again, a great time for Halloween celebrations at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Speed Herrick from Cookies Barbecue Sauce, who brought his barbecue wagon to Monticello on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They sold tons of products, and we sure do appreciate all that Speed has done for Camp Courageous and Cookies Barbecue Sauce for years. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now open at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 9 to noon. From now till the end of the year on Thursdays, they'll be open till 7 p.m. This is run 100% by volunteers. They sell new to slightly used items, all at very reduced prices. You can find everything there, from clothing, coats, boots, shoes, adult and youth sizes. Other items include household items, jewelry, purses, bedding, decorations, books, toys, and the list goes on and on. Starting this year, they started taking credit cards, so cash or credit cards are accepted. And a big, huge thank you to all the volunteers, all the donors, and all the shoppers that make the Manchester Garage Sale Camp's largest fundraiser. Thank you to past board president Jim Fells, who represented Camp Courageous at the Iowa Farm Bureau Financial Services office in Des Moines. Thanks to Nancy Franzen, Camp Courageous was given the opportunity to receive a nice grant from the Iowa Farm Bureau Financial Services. Big thank you to them. It was an honor this past week to host the National VFW Auxiliary President, Jane Reap. Jane and a delegation of Iowa VFW Auxiliary members toured Camp Courageous. Jane is from upstate New York, and we had just a wonderful time. The Iowa VFW and Auxiliary have been longtime supporters of the camp. Back in the earliest days and years of Camp Courageous, they were here to provide volunteer service and help in any way that they could. Lastly, memorials were folks have asked that memorials go to Camp Courageous. Kathy Headland, 92 of Cedar Rapids, passed away. Camp sympathy goes out to her family and friends. Kathy was the life of a party. When Kathy arrived, one knew there was going to be a lot of laughter and a lot of fun. From selling pineapples to setting up for the Pineapple Gala every year for decades, she continued the tradition, even after her dear friends Dottie Cummins and Kay Pillick passed. Together, they played a lot of bridge for camp, golfed a lot for camp, and could be caught up having a donut and coffee at the Danish Maid Bakery most mornings. In addition, Donna Schlamp from Marion has passed away. Our sympathy goes out to her family. Needs this week, Camp Courageous continues to be in need of all kinds of paper products, from TP to paper towel to copy paper. Any type of paper is much needed at Camp Courageous. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening.